我们再看第二个角度，我们看到这个畜形，讲到这完全仆人的畜形是什么？
Let us look at the second point of the portrait.
这仆人是神所恩膏的。
And is anointed by God.
神把他呼召了出来，他也顺服的回应了神。
God called him and he submissively responds.
他做工作的，做的是神的工作，使神能够喜悦。
And what he do is going to do God's word and will be delighted by God.
像主耶稣基督讲，我的食物就是做成那差我来者的工。
Just like what Jesus said, that my food is to do the work of God.
但是你跟我被呼召出来，都觉得自己不配做神的工作。
Sometimes when we are being called, we don't feel that we are not qualified to do God's work.
我们没有神的力量，我们自己很亏欠，没有什么能力。
We feel that we are not capable, and we feel that we are not qualified.
但是我们从主耶稣基督的身上，我们看到了。
And from Jesus Christ, you can see it.
这仆人是神所恩膏的。
This servant is anointed by God.
我们再看第十八节。
And let's look at verse 8.
我要将我的灵赐给他。
He said that, I will put my spirit on him.
我们看到在这个地方讲到灵赐给他，是讲到加力量，是讲到恩膏。
And when he said that, I put my spirit on him, he's talking about giving him strength and empowering him.
从我们接受呼召开始的以后的侍奉，不是我们自己的力量。
After we are being called and what we serve is not through our own might.
我们没有一个人配做神的工作。
No one of us is worthy to do God's work.
我刚才看到了对长老的那些身份的上的要求。
And I just saw that what is the requirement of being elders.
我觉得我实在不配来侍奉神。
I understand that I'm not worthy to serve God.
但是我知道神应许了。
But I know that God promised it.
他讲我要将我的灵赐给他。
He said that I'm going to put my spirit in him.
赐给他灵，圣灵的同在。
I give him the Holy Spirit.
赐给他圣灵的能力。
Give him the power of the Holy Spirit.
这个赐至少是两方面的赐。
And when you say that gift, there are two phases.
第一方面是加力量 ，empowerment， 加力量。
The first one is empowerment.
圣灵加力量给他的仆人去侍奉。
And it's empowering his servant to serve.
第二方面
，the second one
是圣灵恩膏他的仆人去传讲。
And it's that he's anointing him to speak.
我们看到在这边圣灵加力量给他的仆人去侍奉。
And we can see that in here that the Holy Spirit empowers his servant to serve.
我看到圣经上的例子讲圣灵至少加三方面的力量。
And in the Bible I can see that there are three areas the Holy Spirit is going to give us.
聪明。
The wisdom.
智慧。
The cleverness.
技能。
And also the ability.
我们看到神赐给他仆人足够的智慧跟技能来做他的工作。
And we can see that God is giving his servant the wisdom and also the ability to do it.
我们看到我们的主耶稣基督就有圣灵赐给他这样的力量。
And we know that our Lord Jesus Christ has this power.
我们看到在以赛亚书第61章第一节里面形容到我们的主耶稣基督的时候。
And in the book of Isaiah chapter 61 verse One is that.
讲到主耶和华的灵在我身上。
And said that the spirit of the Lord Jehovah is on me.
这面接的时候，一连串工作上所需要的动词、动作。
And then following that verses is all those things that need to be done.
我们看到多在主耶稣基督身上印证了。
And we can see that all this was occurred in Jesus Christ.
这一连串的动词都是圣灵赐给的力量。
And following all these words are all the power of the Holy Spirit.
在侍奉上的能力。
And the power to serve.
不但是加力给他的仆人来侍奉。
Not only empower him to work.
而且圣灵恩膏他的仆人去传讲。
And also anoint him to teach.
我们看到老约翰在约翰一书的时候就这样讲到。
And also we know that in the first John it says.
但他在第二章里面讲到接连的四次讲到恩膏恩膏恩膏恩膏。
And in first John chapter 2 it four times it said that anointed and anointed and anointed.
你知道神的的确确恩膏他的仆人讲道。
Don't you know that God really anointed his servant to preach?
你知道当我得救的时候。
Do you know that after I was saved?
你知道我得救之前是一个口结的一个人。
And before I was saved, I'm not an arrogant person.
我是 stutter, 是我是口结的一个人。
I'm not good in speech.
因此我没有办法在众人面前讲话。
And there's no way that I can do public speaking.
但是当我一信主的时候，神给我了恩赐，可以在站在人面前讲话了。
But after I become called and God gave me this gift to speak publicly.
所以我相信恩膏，神恩膏他的仆人，为的是传讲。
And so I understand that God has anointed his servant so that he can preach.
有一个传道人把恩膏这两个，他给了写了一个方程式，我很喜欢。
And there is a preacher that he wrote a formula to use the word anointed.
他讲这个讲道的恩膏来自四个方面。
And he said that the formula there are four areas, four elements.
第一方面，你要讲神的道的时候才有恩膏。
And first, you have to preach so that you are being anointed.
第二个，一定要圣灵的工作才会有恩膏。
And the second is that you must be the work of the Holy Spirit so you can have the anointing.
第三个。你必须这个讲道的人的灵性跟的品格必须要很好。
The third point is that your spiritual life and also your character must be up to God's standard.
还有第四方面就是你们的帮忙。
And the fourth point is that it has to be helped by the congregation.
听者的良心要有良心的话，注意听的话，那就会有恩膏。
If the audience you do have a right conscience, then there will be anointing.
弟兄姐妹，圣灵的的确确恩膏他的仆人去传讲。
We know that the Holy Spirit will anoint his servant to preach.
弟兄姐妹，你跟我，特别是被神呼召出来的人。
Brothers and sisters, you and me who are called by God.
我们要珍惜，要保守这个圣灵所赐的这种能力。
We have to precious and we have to guard with the Holy Spirit.
怎么样来保守呢？
How can we gather?
要成为圣洁。
And we have to be holy.
要成为圣洁，我们圣灵才会与我们同在。
And we have to be holy so that the Holy Spirit will be with us.
然后神的灵就赐给我们加力，赐给我们恩膏。
And then the Holy Spirit will anoint us and empower us.
你跟我被召出来的人。
After we are being called.
我们必须成为圣洁而才能够有神赐的能力去做工。
And we have to be holy so that we have the power to do that.
因此我们必须像我们的主耶稣基督，他是无罪的一个。
Just like our Jesus Christ, he is without sin.